T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
All 11 of our listeners are ready to share the worst of Valentine's Day gifts they have ever gotten. The best one so far is an already burned candle.
It's such a dude thing, too. What was his excuse?
He said he wanted to make sure that it smelled good while it was burning. Yeah, perfect. Last minute gift. He just grabbed it. But real quick, first, Jeff wants to hang out with you on Saturday at the Cupid's Undie Run.
Yeah, would love for you to be a part of this. All the details are online. And when you think Cupid's Undie Run, put the word run in quotes. Janine, you did this last year. It's 1 mile long. It's a party.
Yeah, and I walked. Oh, it was less than a mile and I still walked.
And everybody's in their underwear.
In their underwear. We even painted our underwear last time. It was so much fun.
So it happens in Buckhead. It's for a great cause and would love for you to be a part of it. All details online at star941atlanta.com.
All right. Adina is going to kick us off on this. Hey, Adina, in Lithia Springs, she might just set the bar a little too high, though. What's the worst Valentine's gift you ever got?
I actually received some lingerie that was already used.
Used?
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And trust me, you don't want to know, but I knew that it was used.
Oh, yeah. So he gave it to you as if it were brand new and you should wear it, but somebody
had been dating this guy a couple of weeks. He gave me this package. I opened it up, and there was some things that were in there.
Right.
Oh, no. Did he really think he was going to get away with that?
I don't know what he was thinking, but that was totally gross. And needless to say, I stopped seeing him.
Adina, that could have been the man of your dreams, and the only thing standing between you and him was a $3 bottle of Woolite.
That is so disgusting. All right, some other comments on this coming in on social media are hilarious. Bren says her ex bought her a box of chocolates and then ate them all.
Perfect.
Okay. Another said that she got a keychain that just said beach on it.
Was that like a cute nickname or anything for her?
No, was just a keychain that said beach. I'm guessing he just grabbed it out of the junk drawer like, oh, I forgot, right? Olivia says, my high school boyfriend spent Valentine's Day with his friends playing Dungeons and Dragons, but he said as a gift, he would name one of the characters after me. Needless to say, that did not last.
Janine's like, why didn't I meet that guy? I gave, well, I'll tell you what I gave a girl here in a second.
The worst ever. Yeah. Hey, Rudy in Douglasville, worst Valentine's Day gift you ever got?
I got chocolate-covered strawberries, but I'm allergic to strawberries.
Did he know that and just forgot?
I have no idea. This was like the high school romance. I thought I was so in love. And then, you know, hey, strawberries, I'm allergic. Yes, basically. So my mom actually ate them instead.
Oh, that's
the thought that counts.
No, it's not. He's not listening. Do you understand women at all, even for 1 second? We care if you're listening to us or not. All right, another comment says, I got a T-shirt with a picture of my boyfriend on it that had a poem on the back detailing how awesome he was.
Oh, my God. Why didn't she send a picture of the poem? I want to see the poem. That's great.
Hey, Lori in Carrollton, what you got?
I once got a gift card with 43 cents on it.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds like a Jeff Dollar move right there.
Perfect.
I have done that too. I think I did that to you, didn't I do it, Jimmy? Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
We got to lunch. We were so excited. Whole 50 bucks. Lunch is on Jeff. $7. $7. Thanks, Jeff.
Root. That is just a row.
Well, I gave possibly the worst Valentine's. This just popped into my head.
Okay.
I gave possibly the worst Valentine's gift.
Was it in high school?
It was in like college age. And the gift lasted, it was so bad, it lasted 2 or 3 days.
All right, you got to tell us yours. And if you've got one to add to the list, 404-263-0941. We'll talk to you after Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Share the worst Valentine's Day gift you have ever gotten or maybe given. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, I gave a woman that I was dating in my early 20s food poisoning because... I made her dinner, and it didn't really cook the salmon enough.
Maybe she ate it to be polite and then got sick?
Yeah, maybe it was chicken. I don't remember, but it was the gift that gave for 48 hours.
Hey, Lauren and Noonan, what's the worst gift you ever got?
I got my boyfriend a whole bunch of cute things for Valentine's Day, and he gave me a bag of Kit Kats in the Target bag.
Oh, did you marry him? Kit Kats?
Oh, no. I broke up with him.
Kit Kats in a Target bag. You know, if that's the level of effort you're getting, then you know what you're signing up for, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it better? Is that a situation where it's better just to get nothing?
No.
Honestly, I'm surprised that he went to Target, got the Kit Kats, ignored all of the cards. Better gifts,
yes,
and cards that he could have gotten and walked away with Kit Kats.
It's so adorable how you women think that that wasn't leftover Halloween candy.
Hey, Ansley in Stockbridge.
Hi. Yeah, I got re-gifted a picture I gave him about a month before with a sweet note written on the back.
No. You gave him a picture and he gave it back to you? Men really are amazing.
Did he
thought he could pull that off.
Very nice word, Jen.
Did this right here, with that situation, did he just forget in the course of 4 weeks that you had given
him? I don't know. He told me he was going to put it up in his house. And I thought it was really sweet. And his mom was excited that I gave him a picture of us. It was cute. And then he gave it right back, and I didn't know how to feel about that.
And what happened to the relationship?
Oh, no, that ended pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll continue this online. Worst Valentine's gifts you ever got. I can't wait to see all of these. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.